Christos voskres, voistinu voskres, Christ is risen, indeed he is risen. Vitajte do našeho specialnoho velikodňoho veselania prorosiniu iz Pittsburghu. Radujme sia dobre ľudí, tože dnes Isus Christus voskresil iz mŕtvy. Dnes na programu budeme hrati pro vás radosnoho tradičnoho spil. Christos voskres, voistinu voskres. Christos voskrese, voistinu voskrese. Christ is risen. Indeed, he is risen. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on WPIT AM 73 in Pittsburgh, and streaming live over the internet at WPITAM.com. Today is Easter Sunday, the celebration of the glorious resurrection of our Lord, God, and Savior Jesus Christ for both Catholic and Orthodox Russians throughout the world. Today's special Easter broadcast has been sponsored in its entirety by the Bodnarchuk family, Paul, Leslie, Alexandra, and Larissa. We will get to their dedications and their requests in just a couple seconds, but let's get started with the Paschal hymns. Christos voskrese.
Amen.
Today's broadcast has been paid for in its entirety by the Bednarchuk family. And as I was talking to Leslie the other day, she said, "Dear Dean, we would like to sponsor Easter Sunday's radio program in memory of our parents, Michael and Marion Bagala, and Mitchell and Pauline Bednarchuk. Our fathers passed away in 1995, Paul's mother in 2002, and Leslie's mom just passed away this last Thanksgiving. We have always enjoyed the holidays as a way of celebrating family and our cherished traditions, so this Easter is especially poignant. Would you please play some selections highlighting the joy of Christ's resurrection and beauty of the Easter season? I would like to thank the Bednarchuk family for sponsoring today's broadcast, and we still are looking for sponsors for next week's broadcast. So if you're interested, please give me a call. Dean Paloka, 412-877-9351. We have some more from the Bednarchuk family, but let's get to Leslie's first request and play those Paschal hymns. Christos Voskrese.
Substantial life, creating an undivided Trinity, always, now, and ever, and forever.
Amen. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and to those in the tombs bestowing life. Christos
scattered, and let those who hate him flee from before his face. As smoke vanishes, so let them vanish. As wax melts from before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God, and let the righteous ones rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever and forever. Amen.
Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and to those in the tombs bestowing life.
And now a message from the Carpathia-Russen Society's Oral History Research Committee. The committee seeks to preserve the oral histories and artifacts of the Lemko people and to explore the post-World War II expulsion campaigns that resulted in the destruction of their settlements in southeastern Poland during Akcja Wisła. In order to obtain and preserve first-hand perspectives of the events, the CRS is conducting extensive fieldwork including recorded interviews with eyewitnesses in North America, Ukraine, and Poland. The research team is seeking individuals to participate in the study who meet one or more of the following criteria: Lemkos who recall life in their villages before or during World War II, have experienced post-World War II expulsions during Aksia Wisła, who were displaced in the Allied-occupied Germany during that time, Polish civilians who lived in the Lemko region during that time, former members of the Ukrainian insurgent army or who witnessed or had knowledge of the expulsion operations of the Lemkos, photographs, letters, clothing, costumes. We're just looking for everything, ladies and gentlemen. The Oral History Research Project will be ongoing indefinitely. However, the committee would like to receive as many leads as possible prior to July 31st to prepare for field work in Ukraine and Poland this fall. How can you help? Well, the committee is seeking volunteers with various skill sets to assist with interviews, transcriptions, and other duties. They are also accepting monetary contributions, which will be used to procure and preserve oral histories and artifacts. If you are interested in making a tax-deductible donation or you have some artifacts, please do so as soon as possible. You can give the committee a call at area code 703-987-0592, or you can email history@c-rs.org. Once again, that is area code 703-987-0592 or email history@c-rs.org. I would once again like to thank the Bednarczyk family for sponsoring today's broadcast in its entirety. And Leslie had said, we'd like you to play some lively sounding Christos Voskrese hymns for us, which we've been doing. Maybe several different versions. Again, been doing that. Should also like to hear some Otche Nasz. Again, something that is rejoicing. Maybe some Byzantine and Ukrainian Catholic versions would be good as well, since Paul's heritage is Ukrainian. But she puts in parentheses that, yes, he does recognize Russian. So we're more than happy to play something in Ukrainian Prostopinya there for you, Paul. So one last request that Leslie had for us is she had a song. It's from Vojvodina, from Grupa Rosa, and she'd like to dedicate it to her mother and her mother-in-law, both of blessed memory, Marian Bagala, and her grandmother as well, Mary Rusak Andreas, and her mother-in-law, Pauline Prebyszewski. And is from Grupa Rosa, and it's called Matka Moja, My Mother. So we have for you Ukrainian version of Christos Voskrese, along with an Otche Nasz and Matka Moja. Thank you once again, Bednarczyk family. Before we get to the Bednarchuk's last request from Vojvodina, I'd like to announce that the Pittsburgh Byzantine Catholic Archeparchial Choir welcomes you to their special program, Alleluia Sounds of Pascha, a celebration of sacred songs of the resurrection. This will be next Sunday, May 1st at 3 p.m. at the Cathedral St. John the Baptist in Munhall, Pennsylvania, and features the Archeparchial Choir and their guests, the Choir of St. Nicholas Byzantine Catholic Church of Barberton, Ohio. Both choirs will present songs from their paschal repertoires. Several selections combining the voices of both choirs will bring the program to a memorable conclusion. A hospitality reception will be held at the Cathedral Center following the presentation. Plenty of parking is available on the Cathedral grounds, which is located at 210 Green Tree Road, just off of West Run Road in Munhall. So join the Archeparchial Choir next Sunday, May 1st at 3 p.m. for an afternoon of inspired songs as they proclaim Christos Voskrese, Voistinu Voskrese. And you can join the Carpatho-Russian Society for their flea market, which will be next Sunday, May 1st from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Carpatho-Russian Cultural Center, 915 Dixon Street in Munhall. All sorts of items will be available at great prices at this flea market. We will be selling pews, chairs, original oil on canvas icons, books, toys, dishes, numerous old and new items to suit everyone's tastes. So bring a table and rent a space for $10. If you'd like to do so, please call 412-567-3077 for a reservation. Turn your unwanted household items into extra cash. Space is limited, so please reserve your space today. And that is Sunday the 1st from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m., the Carpatho-Russian Society Cultural Center's Flea Market, 412-567-3077.
Thank you.
Our next message comes from Walt Orange, chairman of the Humanitarian Aid Committee of the Carpatho-Russian Society. As you may know, the CRS has been providing humanitarian medical assistance to the people of Ushhorod area for more than a decade. You probably read in the May-June 2000 edition of the New Russian Times about the surgical instruments we sent there and the items provided for the medical school. We are currently partnering with a group from Corvallis, Oregon, which is a sister city to Ushhorod, to ship items via a U.S. aid container that will likely leave the United States for Ukraine in late April or early May. Doctors in Ushhorod have identified a wish list of items that are very much needed. If you can send a donation earmarked for humanitarian aid and make it payable to the Carpatho-Russian Society and send it to this address, Carpatho-Russian Society, 915 Dixon Street, Munhall, Pennsylvania, 15120. It would be much appreciated. Your donation can help us purchase a lot of the requested items by the doctors and the medical staff in the Ushhorod area. So once again, send a check made payable to the Carpatho-Russian Society and put in the memo, humanitarian aid, and send it to us at 915 Dixon Street, Munhall, Pennsylvania, 15120. like to thank the Bednarchuk family, Paul, Leslie, Alexandra, and Larissa, for sponsoring today's special Easter broadcast of the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program in honor of their past family, Michael and Marian Andreas Bogala, Mitchell and Pauline Prebyszewski Bednarchuk, and Mary Rusak Andreas. We thank the Bednarchuk family for their continued support of the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. Please join us again next week for our second special broadcast here on the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. Christos Voskrese! Voistinu Voskrese!